Good morning. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI. AM 1280 FM 101.7, Craig Montana in studio today discussing events happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy with your friends and family. And we're coming up this weekend is a great event they've been doing for quite a while now, and you and your friends are really going to enjoy this one. And that is what they call the Summer Sip Wine Walk in downtown Brenham. And joining us here today is Kaz Muskie, and good morning to you. We're doing just fine today. And so what is it that your title, I guess it is?
So I'm the Main Street Manager. So the City of Brenham has a Main Street program, which basically focuses on downtown Brenham and restoring any historic components. So I manage that program.
All right. And this is an event, the Summer Sip Wine Walk, kind of a newer event, but kind of an offspring of the Uptown Swirl that they do in
January.
Correct.
So we've had this event for roughly 3 years, going on four. And it's same concept as the Swirl. It's just a little bit smaller scale.
And a little bit warmer
yes,
as well.
Yes, much warmer. And we usually have a theme. So this year it is Vacation Paradise. We'll have some Lays that we will be giving out as well.
All right. Well, there we go. So, of course, with the Summer Sip, it was a wine walk. You just sample some wines and visit the shops in downtown, kind of the basic gist of it.
Yes. So $25 gets you your very, very pretty collectible wine glass. So one of a kind. And then you'll just venture downtown to the 25 different locations we have with the 25 different wines that you'll get to taste.
All right. And if people want to get these glasses, where do they get those from?
So you can get it from our downtown visitor center or any of the participating locations.
All right. And then, of course, online as well.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And when is kind of the shutdown for the online glasses?
So we will be selling up to the day of, and we will have glasses on site at the square. So if you're just deciding on a whim that you want to participate, you can just come meet us down by the courthouse.
Okay. And, of course, so we say that we only have 400 glasses being sold this year. So
correct.
Might want to go ahead and get yours in advance just in case.
Yes, that way we can reserve it, and then you can just pick it up.
There we go. And, of course, we talk about the different merchants. You said 25 different wines. What kind of different wines can people try this Saturday?
So the majority of them are going to be available at HEB. And then some of the local wines will be located at Tribal Trends and Ann Street Inn. So those will be local, not available at HEB. But we have a gentleman named Chris. He works with HEB in their wine and beer department. And he specifically selects certain wines that he feels people would enjoy.
And I tell you what, Chris Gord, HEB, if mm-hmm. you might know him, he knows his wine. So
definitely.
You can trust his judgment.
Yes, definitely.
All right, and so the glasses are $25, and what kind of things are going on? When you get your wine glass, you sample the wines, what kind of things can you do besides that in downtown this Saturday?
So we encourage sippers to go into the shops and also shop around. So there will be a line waiting to get your sample. So if you're waiting in line, just venture out and see what the shops have to offer.
All right, there you go. So that's pretty much about it. Sip some wine, do some shopping, enjoy the company of your friends, and make some new ones.
Exactly.
All right. And we're talking earlier, you're talking about all the funds that you guys bring in will go back into the downtown area. What kind of things will that be
yes,
for?
So any funds that are raised from events like this goes back into our incentive grant fund, and it's poured back into downtown. So that's facade grants, economic impact grants, some projects that you would be familiar with is like the 4-star concert hall. We actually helped implement with that. We didn't do the entire project, mm-hmm. but we definitely helped getting that going. So that's an example of what Main Street does for downtown.
All right. And so if there's anything downtown that you may enjoy, probably could be from one of those grants that people are helping out.
Definitely. We care about our downtown, and our community does as well. So that's why the program is so successful.
All right. So, once again, anything else that's going to be going on? Anything that we need to hit on while we're doing this today?
Nothing with the city specifically, but I know there is the Juneteenth parade before. So definitely go downtown, experience that. That ends, I think, around noon. And then our event starts at 3. So you can kind of add them together if you want.
There you go. All right. And so starting at 3 o'clock, what kind of people start getting down here to get their glasses on Saturday?
We recommend probably around 2:30, 2:45. If you don't want to wait in line to get your glass, just come a little bit early. But we should be set up by 2.
Okay.
So you can come get your glass from us on the Court Square on Alamo side.
Okay. All right. Kind of right by the gazebo, kind of, sort of.
Correct.
There you go. All right. So once again, let's give the rundown for people that have not got their wine glasses yet. How do they get them? What do they cost? And what can they do with them once they have those glasses?
All right. So glasses are $25, and you can either physically get them from any of the participating locations. So we have all those locations posted on our downtownbrenham.com website, our Facebook page as well. If you don't want to go in-store, you can always just pre-order them online, the downtownbrenham.com website, and then we will reserve that glass, and then the day of the event, you can come to the Courthouse Square and pick it up from us.
Very simple enough, and then just, is there kind of a map or a list that people will be able to kind of follow with the wines?
Yes, so the day of the event, like I said, will be at the Courthouse Square. You can get a map from us there, or a location that's participating. They will also have printed out maps.
Okay, and of course, again, you mentioned if there's a specific wine that you do like, I like that one, go get it, you can get it. There is a place to buy it here.
Yes, definitely. Like I had mentioned, the majority is from HEB, and then there's two other locations that will have local wines, and the merchant that is doing the tasting, they are familiar with where you can find it. So if you fall in love with something, just ask the merchant location, say, hey, where can I find this? And they'll give you the correct place to purchase it.
All right, there we go. All right, Kaz Muskie, again, if you have any questions about this event, how do they go about getting those answered?
So you can contact me. I'm Kaz Muskie. I'm the Main Street Manager, and you can either reach me via email, cmuskie@cityofbrenham.org, or you can give me a call at 979-337-7249.
There we go. All right, simple enough. So again, wine glasses, do a little bit of wine sipping and a little bit of shopping this weekend, and enjoy downtown Brenham.
Yes, perfect.
There we go. Thank you for guys coming to talk with us today, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Craig.
There we go. All right, another community coin in the books. Again, the Somerset Wine Walk coming up in downtown Brenham this Saturday. Enjoy that with your friends. Sip some wine. You know, the whites, reds, rosés, they've got them all covered this Saturday in downtown Brenham for the Somerset Wine Walk. Once again, if you have an event coming up that you want to talk about on the community corner and be interviewed and get the information out to the masses, very simply send it to us. Call here in the office is 979-836-3655. Talk to Holly Ryder, or you can just email her directly, holly@ktex.com, and she'll get you booked up. These things a couple of weeks in advance. That way we have somebody reach every day, and we like to get information out there as soon as possible to the people when you get booked up. So give us a call or email. Get you on the community corner right here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.